For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. For 2 years, Dennis Henriksen has served as Lansing's first poet laureate. As his term ends, a new poet laureate has been named. Laura Apol is an associate professor of literacy and curriculum in the Michigan State University College of Education. Lansing's poet laureate is sponsored by the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, the MSU Center for Poetry, and the Lansing Poetry Club. A public passing of the laurel will be held Friday at 5 p.m. at Urban Beat in Old Town Lansing. Laura Apol reads her poem, Nothing Begins With Us.
Nothing begins with us, not this story, nor any other. Andromeda does not slow her dizzying spin, nor does a field of wheat wait. We catch our plane in flight. Below us, time fades like a prim border of pines, while the sky opens wide as God's blue eye. We have far to go, navigating between stars that appear only after dark. The secret names we were given at birth are cradled in our curved hands. It is a magic world now, and we are at the center, our own lives the map, our words the edge of a knife. We are just beginning to hone.
Nothing Begins With Us by Lansing's second poet laureate, Laura Apol. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Scott.
You've been inspired by and worked in Africa. What made you want to become poet laureate of the city of Lansing?
I think the work that I did in Africa helped me understand the importance of place and the ways we talk about place. When I worked in Rwanda, I was clearly an outsider coming in and working with young people there who had survived the genocide against the Tutsi. It gave me a real sense both of how important it was for them to be able to find words, but also how important it was for me to be able to come back to my own contexts and carry things with me that I had learned, and then to write about them.
When you're appointed Lansing's poet laureate, it's a 2-year appointment, and 2 years ago, Dennis Henriksen was appointed as the first poet laureate for Lansing. I was wondering if you followed his work in the job.
I think that having a poet laureate in the Lansing area is terrific. Michigan doesn't have a state poet laureate. Most states do. So instead, there are more local poet laureates for cities and regions. And having a poet laureate in the Lansing area really brings attention to poetry. And Dennis did a fantastic job in his 2 years of bringing poetry around the area, doing workshops, doing readings. He did the Sidewalk Poetry Project. There was a lot of attention that came to poetry, and a lot of people who might not otherwise have been involved in poetry, reading, writing, who suddenly saw poetry, heard poetry, and even had a chance to write poetry.
So now you have a 2-year appointment as Lansing's poet laureate. Tell me about your plans and goals.
Well, certainly I want to continue the good work that Dennis started. I think part of the laureateship is intended to grow things across time, and so it's important to continue the things that have begun. But of course, a single poet laureate can't get everything done that he or the institutions might wish for. So I think that's the first thing, is to continue that work. But I also have some ideas about bringing poetry to businesses that may not already have poetry as part of them. One thing I'd really love to do, and this is an important thing to talk with you at WKAR about, is to have poetry on the air. And so I'd love to have poets come in, new poets, young poets, elementary school students, come in and read poetry so that people who listen to WKAR can tune in and hear some poetry at various times in the week.
Laura Apol is Lansing's second poet laureate. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.